My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Colin Jeffries and Eric Reed host a great podcast called the Rethink Marketing Podcast. Colin, tell us what these fine folks will get out of listening.
Well, Jason, on the Rethink Marketing Podcast, we unpack the myths, misconceptions, and flat-out lies of marketing and sales. Our listeners tell us that we help bring different perspectives to common business growth, wisdom, and advice.
That's great. Where can people subscribe?
They can subscribe at RethinkMarketingPodcast.com or listen on their favorite podcast platform, including MarketingPodcasts.net.
You heard him. Go subscribe.
I'm Nick Westergaard, and this is On Brand, helping you tell your story. My guest this week is Aidan Fitzpatrick.
Values are always there in the background. I think being explicit about them is very helpful in helping to select customers and helping customers and users self-select, and the same with the team around me, and also just generally in guiding our behavior and communicating about what our behavior will be, what our attitude will be to partners and the broader market.
Aidan Fitzpatrick is creator of the globally popular app Camo, which turns smartphones into world-class webcams. He is also founder and CEO of Reincubate. Aidan built the world's first tool for iOS data recovery, enabling users to securely manage their data while growing a values-led enterprise committed to integrity, thoughtfulness, and innovation. With a focus on authentic communication, Reincubate is dedicated to consumer privacy. Camo and Reincubate do not track or sell user data. A software engineer, angel investor, entrepreneur, and author who started his first company at age 14, Fitzpatrick led Reincubate to win the UK's highest business honor twice. Aidan, welcome to On Brand.
Nick, it's lovely to be here to talk to you. Such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You know, I feel like when, you know, we talk about turning smartphones into world-class webcams, and like the first thing that I had you do in the interview before we started the show was to turn off your video. And that it, for something called On Brand, I feel decidedly off brand taking you off video.
No worries. I mean, some of the technology has a way to advance, hasn't it, when it comes to video calling?
It really has. And I would think that, especially after the, I guess it's 2 years that we find ourselves here in pandemic land, the world's lamest amusement park. But in that time, it seems like, to your point on video innovation, that it's only a more critical part of the brands that we build, both personal and organizational.
Yeah, there's no getting away from it. I think how you appear and how your brand appears on video is a fundamental part of its digital identity. There are really very few barriers to presenting yourself that way. And it really requires a bit of thought. I mean, to your point on the platforms, you know, when did Skype launch? 15 years ago, it looked like audio and video were done then for regular people getting online. But it turns out that's not the case. There's much more thinking and invention still to come.
Well, and talk a bit about Camo, because I think that genesis is fascinating, because you were, as we were doing our sound check, you also mentioned the AV engineer that you are, mentioned that you have a lot of kit there. But most don't, and that's really something that many struggle with in terms of everything you just said. It's like we know the stakes. We know that the video is important to how we present our brands, but it can be a real obstacle. Versus we all have these phones, but connecting those dots hasn't always been super easy.
Yeah, those pain points have really been the genesis of Camo. As you said, we've been in pandemic land. There's been a greater push to video and people showing themselves and presenting themselves on video day to day, but also for their business activity and in social. And the way people by default end up presenting themselves is poorly, because the webcam you have on your computer, indeed the built-in webcam, is almost certainly not very good. There are very few good ones. So, you know, you can appear as a fuzzy or gloomy shape, possibly with bright light behind you, so that, you know, your face perhaps isn't visible because of the exposure. So we really set out to look to solve that. And the more we dug, the more we found that there's already a solution. You know, I went looking at what professional photographers did, and they connect DSLRs or mirrorless cameras, so sort of professional cameras, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to their computers. And that is one way to do it. It is quite fiddly, and that takes you down the I've got a lot of kit route, where you have all sorts of plugs, things called fake batteries and mounts. And that will give you pretty good imagery. You know, that can get you broadcast quality video. But it turns out that the phone in your pocket can probably also do broadcast quality video, and your webcam can't. So really, you know, I have a lot of kit. You know, I have a small lab here for testing and trying things out. But what the product, what Camo lets you do, is get great video and great audio without needing all that setup, and likely without needing anything other than the hardware you already have.
Well, and that's really about, I mean, I think what attracts me to that is the idea that, because, again, I know enough to be dangerous. I feel like we're telling the whole story of the pre-show here, but, you're in the UK, I'm in the US, and it's earlier in the day for me, and my computer wasn't responding, so I did my very high-end tech support of just turning it off and turning it back on. That's about what I can handle. And, right. You know, what I really am, I think, housing it all in the smartphone, it really reduces the friction, which as someone, you know, as I get beyond the tech and closer to my comfort zone of being an advocate for people building brands and recognizing what you talked about of the importance of being seen, I think if it's smartphone-based, there's a better chance that more people are going to do it. And that's, I mean, I think that's a key path to building stronger brands.
I certainly believe as much. I mean, you mentioned values before. Values are very important to me and, you know, the company and what we're doing. We only have four values, but one of them is it just works. And I think it's so fundamentally important to not take people into the kit and not take people into the setup and the consideration of how they do it. You know, we want to enable people to think about how they can maximize what they're doing and how they present themselves and what impression they want to create and, you know, to easily be able to kind of leverage the various bits of technology and techniques that we're providing, not to be thinking about, oh, how do you set it up? How do you make this fiddly thing work? We want to be well away from that.
Fiddly is my new favorite word. So I'm going to have to use it about 10 more times here during the interview to make it my own. I think, you know, what you bring up too, it seems like if you go down the route of all of these steps and, you get too fiddly with things. There, I did it, got one. You raise the point that, you're not focusing on your message either. And sometimes I see beautifully shot video from brands and they've put all of the energy into that as opposed to what they're saying. So I think the it just works value is key, because you can maybe give, like you said, a little bit of that energy to what it is you're going to do, since you don't have to don't have to worry about the tech as much.
Yes. Well, one of our other values is create delight. There's really something about putting the two together, getting the phone, shooting you, and just seeing the difference in quality. And, you know, we are standing on the shoulders of giants in that regard, because, of course, you know, we haven't made phones. We haven't developed the camera technology in the phones. You know, it's Apple and Google and many others that have put billions of dollars and continue to spend hundreds of millions of dollars each year building these incredible, that have got all of these powerful chips in for, you know, machine learning and a lot of the augmented reality effects that we're now applying. It's a huge sort of step forward and leapfrogging beyond ordinary cameras.
That's a really, really great point too on the innovation, on building on those shoulders. And speaking of building, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you brought up Camo's values. Both of your companies, Camo and Reincubate, do a really great job of leading with values. So I want to talk a bit about Reincubate, but as a means of segue, the values that you've built your ventures around, did they come first, or did the innovation come first? I guess I have the chicken and egg question about values.
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a great question. It's one that comes up. I think the attitude to innovation came first. I've been a builder, and I've long been exploring building products, either solving my own problems or just trying to establish whether something can be done. I've been doing this a long time. I've been running Reincubate more than a decade now, and I was building things for a good amount of time before then as well. But I think one always has values. It's just sometimes a little bit hard to surface them, and one can take a considerable amount of time through one's life kind of honing and better being able to put a pin on exactly what it is that matters to you. And I'd say over the last decade, I think I've been able to get clearer and closer to recognizing and being explicit about the things that drive me and that guide my behavior. So I think values are always there in the background. I think being explicit about them is very helpful in helping to select customers and helping customers and users self-select, and the same with the team around me, and also just generally in guiding our behavior and communicating about what our behavior will be and what our attitude will be to partners and the broader market.
On Brand, we'll be right back after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Colin Jeffries and Eric Reed host a great podcast called the Rethink Marketing Podcast. Colin, tell us what these fine folks will get out of listening.
Well, Jason, on the Rethink Marketing Podcast, we unpack the myths, misconceptions, and flat-out lies of marketing and sales. Our listeners tell us that we help bring different perspectives to common business growth, wisdom, and advice.
That's great. Where can people subscribe?
They can subscribe at RethinkMarketingPodcast.com or listen on their favorite podcast platform, including MarketingPodcasts.net.
You heard him. Go subscribe.
Now, back to the show. So, Reincubate, obviously another values-driven organization. What was the spark? Certainly consumer privacy in the world that we find ourselves in. It's like you saw two very different very different needs in in this digital world that we find ourselves in, and built companies to address them. I mean, we've talked about the video side of that, and not wanting to get too, see, I almost forgot the word fiddly, and freedom from fiddliness.
Nice. Number two.
I'm not sure if fiddliness is an aspect of that, but certainly as we expand into this bigger world of things digital, privacy is a real concern. And I can't recall the exact stat, but I remember the dynamic that it's basically that most of us are pretty concerned about privacy, but at the same time, very few are doing anything different as a result of it. So I just think that kind of sums up in a nutshell this challenge that privacy presents to consumers, because it's something scary, concerning, but basically, oh. So talk a bit about Reincubate.
I think that's a good question, and things that would undermine a user's privacy are ubiquitous, particularly when it comes to big tech. I think for us and in building Reincubate, it actually makes life quite simple. Our business model is old-fashioned and traditional. We build a product, we give some of it away for free, with a free edition, and we hope that delights people. And, you know, we do the, I suppose, what is now the usual thing where we, you know, have a money-back guarantee, and, you know, there's no sort of caveats or secret clauses around that. If people want their money back, we give them their money back. So it kind of means the mechanics of the business are quite simple. We want people who use the product to be delighted with it and to love it. Otherwise, they won't buy it, or otherwise they might buy it, and then we just end up refunding them. So it's really quite simple in terms of the direction. We don't have to mess around with that. What sort of data can we collect? How can we analyze it? Who could that be interesting for? How could we sell it to them? We don't have to think about any of that. And that makes my life a lot easier, I think.
Well, I mean, that's got to be a wonderfully simple thought, too, of it just doing it the right way. Then you don't have anything to worry about in that other sketchy regard. You know, it's fascinating to me to think about, really, your world is, I'm fond of talking about dot connecting, and it seems to connect a lot of smartphone, iOS. We have this amazing gadget in our pockets as really brand builders, and your work helps us to more fully leverage its capabilities in terms of video, in terms of data recovery management. So it's interesting when it comes to building your brand, because it's building a brand that is about dot connecting. How have you worked to communicate that to people?
Well, I like to think of the overall direction as helping people get more from the technology they already have. The third of our fourth values is sustainability. I don't like e-waste. I don't like buying and sending electronics all around the world and having to dispose of it. So a lot of these things I think about with the lens of, you know, you already have an incredible device in your pocket. You may already have a PC or a Mac. If we put them together, if we look more closely at either one and we use software, which can be distributed very easily around the world, what additional powers can we grant to people? And so we're sort of joining the dots on hardware that people already have. But I'm also trying to join the dots into the future and to look forward into how branding and presentation works, what people will be doing as they present more online, indeed what people will be doing as they present in the metaverse, as that develops and as it becomes a little bit clearer what that is. But in terms of branding the business, I think we try to stay fairly simple and really just try to convey the values. You know, we're helping you get more from your devices. We want to do so in a way that has integrity, is sustainable, creates delight, and it just works.
So you talked about simplicity, but you also said the M word, the metaverse. So I know. It's like Pee-wee's Playhouse. Someone said the secret word, so now we have to. I wouldn't be a good creator of online content if I let someone go without saying the metaverse, and didn't ask, what do you think it's going to mean for us as brand builders?
That's a great question. I'm not sure that I really believe anyone who says they know what the metaverse is. I think even the people that are working to define the metaverse, and of course, you know, Meta, who are Facebook, are putting a lot of energy into that. And I'm not saying that to criticize them in any way. I think they themselves recognize that the hardware and the software and the experiences have a long way to go. So there is a directional understanding, but the specifics of it have still to be figured out. And where we are with the product is, you know, we have augmented reality in camera, which is a very powerful thing. And we're doing that in partnership with Snap, the company behind Snapchat. And AR is not the metaverse. You know, the metaverse is when you add VR in. So we're taking it one step at a time, and our expertise is there. It's a very hard question to answer. You know, I can talk around AR, and I think there are a lot of benefits that one gets in using AR and one's branding. I mean, there's some really great data behind it that's come out of academia. I mean, with AR, you can correlate that with much higher immersion of consumers. There's a very, very close correlation between that being able to predict increased sales and being able to purchasing behavior. It can make you, I think, 83-84% more accurate. You can create content that is high quality, distinctive, that's going to drive click-through rates and help one position the brand as being future forward. And I think that can be done in a way that doesn't degrade the brand at all. And I think it can also provide marketers and brand people powerful tools to kind of advance their own career. Now, as you cross from AR into VR and the metaverse, a lot of that still applies. It's just more nascent.
Well, you know, I love that answer because it kind of it's on brand for you because you talked about it in your values, thoughtfulness, integrity, and I think that's a very it's a very simple answer, and I think it's a realistic answer. I'm kind of like you. I'm leery of anyone who says they have the whole thing figured out. So your path of, okay, this connects to AR, which is a logical build out from our app, which has real, great immersion stats from consumers. So to me, that's, it might just be my own skeptical personality type, but I'm much more likely to move towards that and an incremental approach to, there's a whole new world and we have it figured out over here and it works like this. So I'm a little skeptical of some of that. So I appreciate the thoughtfulness to bring it back to your brand, to your values.
There's more data still to emerge, but there are some distinctions. There are some further distinctions between sort of augmented and virtual reality. And one opinion we've tried to build into our products is to, for instance, drive people away from virtual backgrounds. So we're trying to get to A, augmented, rather than V, virtual, because the data shows that use of virtual backgrounds, for instance, in presentations, is unhelpful, and it lowers trust from the speaker. It makes a speaker seem less prepared, less trustworthy, and people are less likely to buy from them. And some of this behavioral stuff can be predicted. You know, you can look at virtual backgrounds and you can say, "Huh, that's cheesy. You know, it's probably unhelpful." It turns out it really is. And so the data shows that having high fidelity, great video obviously makes one look professional and prepared. And being able to augment and enhance that in a way that remains authentic is important and valuable. But as soon as you cross into inauthenticity and crossing that line with doctoring, it becomes unhelpful. So subtlety in use of this technology is important. And it's going to be really interesting seeing how that plays out in the metaverse and in VR.
That's such a great point. I had not heard that on virtual backgrounds. It's one of those things that kind of my gut told me, but hearing that, I think, is fascinating. Well, Aidan, one of my core values here on the On Brand podcast is smiles and laughter. So it is the time for me to ask for a brand that has made you smile recently.
Fantastic. I'm a big fan of Razer, who are makers of streaming and gaming equipment. They have a fantastic brand. You recognize it anywhere. They've got that black and a particular beautiful green that runs all the way through their range. And they have a very, very high pace of execution and shipping products. And I saw, I think only a couple of days ago, they dropped a custom keycap, so a special key you could put on your keyboard that is designed around their brand. So you look at it and you think about them. And I get a kick out of it because, you know, they ship stuff like this every couple of months. They've got this kind of relentless pace of execution where they're shipping fun stuff that's cool. It's heading in a lot of different directions, and it ties back to the brand. And it plays so well on social. It always makes me smile.
That's a great example. And once again, a great example of a brand with an immersive experience. Aidan, where can folks go to learn more about who you are and what you do?
Good place to start is the website for Reincubate, which is reincubate.com. That's reincubate.com. And we're on social, it's at Reincubate. I'm personally on social as AFIT, that's AFIT. You'll catch me on Twitter there. And yeah, it's say hello.
Awesome. Well, we will link up to all of that in our show notes. Aidan, thanks for being on brand with us.
Nate, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
And if you like what you're hearing, if we've made you smile, remember you can listen free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever your favorite platform may be. Until next week, I'm Nick Westergaard, and I'll see you on the internet.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Colin Jeffries and Eric Reed host a great podcast called the Rethink Marketing Podcast. Colin, tell us what these fine folks will get out of listening.
Well, Jason, on the Rethink Marketing Podcast, we unpack the myths, misconceptions, and flat-out lies of marketing and sales. Our listeners tell us that we help bring different perspectives to common business growth, wisdom, and advice.
That's great. Where can people subscribe?
They can subscribe at RethinkMarketingPodcast.com or listen on their favorite podcast platform, including MarketingPodcasts.net.
You heard him. Go subscribe.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit MarketingPodcasts.net.